Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. I have insisted to you that the story about mask mandates, Fauci, the federal bureaucracy and vaccine mandates, ladies and gentlemen, has nothing to do with science. It has always been about control. It has nothing to do with the efficacy of masks or the efficacy of vaccines. We have science on that. I'll get to it in a second. It is almost at this point, this positive. These things do not do what the left tells us they do. We are right there to it being, I'd say, almost conclusive. So if it's not about the science and the efficacy, what is it about? It is about centralized government power. The left cannot have you questioning government, even when government tells you something that is science fiction, not science. Because that's their whole governing ideology. You suck, government's better. It's simple as that. That's why they're in love with the mandates. That's why all they want to talk about is masks and the vaccine, no matter what. Now, here's Fauci on Fox admitting that the federal government fighting for the mask mandate on planes, to get masks back on planes and transportation. Here's him admitting that this really doesn't have anything to do with masks, and it has everything to do with who has the power to tell you to wear a mask. This is just glorious. Check this out.
One of the issues, Neil, that I have articulated in the past, and I will in the future, it's less about mandates on the plane than it is about who has the right and the authority and the capability of making public health decisions. And I believe that the Department of Justice is operating on the principle that decisions that are public health decisions belong with the public health agency, in this case, the CDC. So it's more of a matter of principle of where the authority lies than it is about whether or not there's going to be a mandate on a plane or not.
I can't. I told you this has nothing to do with the science. Notice he never mentions at all in that whole thing the science of masks, because they have a new study out about masks, which is horrible. Do you notice he doesn't mention that? He is solely concerned about one thing. What does he say like two or three times, Joe? Who has the authority? Who has the authority? So what he's saying is health decisions about your health are not yours. They're theirs. How do I know this? That this is all about mandates and authority and has nothing to do with actual science. Folks, Town Hall, please read this article. It's in my newsletter, Bongino.com/newsletter. If you subscribe, it's free. I send you these articles every morning. It's a simple article, nothing dramatic. It quotes the New Lancet, which used to be a respected medical journal. The left loves this journal before they ruin their credibility. New Lancet study destroys the CDC's justification for school mask mandates. Ladies and gentlemen, this is called science. Studies where they actually went back and looked at the CDC's data on masks. Quote, now, listen, keep in mind, ScrewTube suspended me for saying exactly this. Was that about, what was that about? That was about ScrewTube fighting back against conservatives on their site. They don't like them. Nothing to do with science. Here, Lancet study. So they replicated the CDC study, shows similar results. However, incorporating a larger sample and longer period showed no significant relationship between mask mandates and case rates. So in other words, they looked at the CDC study and expanded it. So it was even more powerful. No relationship. These results persisted when using regression methods to control for differences across districts. Interpretation? School districts that choose to mandate masks are likely to be systematically different from those that do not in multiple, often unobserved ways. We failed to establish a relationship between school masking and pediatric cases using the same methods, but a larger, more nationally diverse population over a longer interval. Let me interpret that for you again. Let me interpret the interpretation. That the reason COVID cases go up and down in school districts have nothing to do with masks and everything to do with other factors that are very difficult to control. Kind of sounds like something we said. Kind of sounds like some YouTube suspended us for saying that. We then quit YouTube. And after we quit, YouTube tried to say, you can't quit. We fired you. Yeah, good luck on that. That's kind of funny because our last video on YouTube was, "What? Here's why we're leaving YouTube." Precisely because of this. Because they're not interested at all in science. Lancet, which, by the way, is destroyed its own credibility for a number of reasons, is now admitting in their scientific data that there's no science here at all. Doesn't matter. It is about control. You will wear the damn mask because we told you to. Shut your mouth. They need that visual symbol of the fact that they're in charge, the mask on your face, and you are not. You are not in charge. They are. It doesn't matter how many reports come out on this mask thing. They will go to the grave with this. Ladies and gentlemen, it is one of the biggest mask delusions in American history. And forgive me for harping on this. I know this story drives some of you nuts. But if we allow this stuff to continue, we will only invite government to do it again. This was a mass delusion.
More in a minute, but first.
If you're looking for a firearm that's easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. It's a portable rifle you can put together and take apart in a few minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case it comes in. It's so small, it can be stored anywhere, in a go bag, anywhere. It's light enough to carry everywhere. Comes in black and two different camo patterns. You can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. You can watch a few videos at henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, be sure to order their free catalog. Henry makes more than 200 rifles, shotguns, and revolvers, and they're all made in America, backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website. It's henryusa.com, and be sure to order a free catalog. They'll send it with free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals and to see the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know what another mass delusion is, totally detached from science and reality? The idea that a woman can become a man and a man can become a woman. That's a delusion. It's not true. It's not based in any science, just like the mask thing. But it's a mass delusion, liberals tell themselves. And not only, listen, you want to live in a mass delusion? You do you, daddy-o. The problem with the mass delusion is they want to force you to believe the mass delusion. It reminds me of some of the prophetic books, you know. It's not good enough that you say 2 + 2 = 5. It's not good enough, Joe. They want you to believe
it. That's right. Yep.
They need you to believe it. So it's not good enough for you on the conservative, sane right to say, wait, a man can't become a woman and a woman can't become a man. They are distinct categories. That's not true. It's not good enough that you don't say that. You better believe. You better believe the opposite is true or they will punish you. What do I mean? Where am I going with this? Folks, the Daily Wire's Matt Walsh, who is going to be on my radio show next week, has a movie out called What is a Woman? Where he asks a very simple question. What is a woman? It's a very simple answer, folks. It's an adult female human. None of this is complicated. That's what a woman is. Every sane person knows that. But the mass delusion now is that anybody's a woman. Anyone who says they're a woman or feels like a woman is a woman. That's ridiculous and absurd. So they have a movie coming out called What is a Woman? Look at this story that popped this morning. Or yesterday morning, I should say. Daily Wire comes under sustained DDoS attack intended to disrupt the premiere of What is a Woman? Folks, this is a serious story. It's close to my heart because when Rumble and Locals, who I'm a equity stakeholder in, when we supported the launch of 2000 Mules, the 2020 election movie by Dinesh D'Souza, we came under a very sophisticated distributed denial of service attack. That's a DDoS attack. These are not easy to do. They're not. They require sophistication and effort. I would argue to you the same cabal of leftist fascist idiots who don't want you to see 2000 Mules were likely the same people trying to wipe the Daily Wire off the map so you couldn't see this movie. Folks, I want to be sure you understand this because I live this every day. This is not a joke. These are very serious people. They are violent, authoritarian thugs. They are exactly who we think they are. They are violent. They are tyrannical. They are authoritarian. And they are willing to do anything, and I mean anything, to enforce their destructive, cancerous agenda. Now, there's two reasons they don't want you to see this movie, What is a Woman? And there's two reasons they don't want you to ask this question, What is a Woman? The first reason is one I've discussed often. The left needs subjectivity. Anything that creates an objective category, a God-given category, they hate because they want values to come from government. If something's objective, like God-given rights, woman, man, you get your right to defend yourself from God, then the government can't get in between. So there's nothing the left hates more than objectivity. Second, division. Folks, the left needs division. They need categories to set those categories against each other. Black versus white, union versus non-union, immigrant versus non-immigrant. Because they want to be the one in the middle telling the victimized group that they're protecting them. But in order to feel victimized, you need division. So if they want you to believe you're trans and that you're not a woman, you're a man, even though you're a biological woman, they want you to believe the Republicans are definitely coming for you, even though you have God-given rights too, and that they're going to protect you. Subjectivity and division, hallmarks of the leftist. Once you keep those two in your head and you look for them, you'll see them everywhere. So in order to help Matt Walsh out, and the less DDoS attack, I'm going to show you about a minute of the trailer of What is a Woman, and I'm going to show you how crazy the people we're dealing with are, and I want you to keep in your head, they are exactly who we think they are. Play that cut.
What is a woman? Can you tell me that? Well, you're at the Women's March. You must have some idea.
Please, if one person could tell me what a woman is.
You are not here for women! We ask you to leave.
What is that?
I'm a husband. I'm a father of four. I host a talk show. I give speeches. I write books. I like to make sense of things.
A woman is not anything in particular.
There is not one particular thing.
It could be many things to many people.
Some women have penises, right? Some men have vaginas.
I like scented candles, and I've watched Sex and the City.
Yeah.
How do I know if I'm a woman?
That's a great question.
You're not a scientist. You're not a gender studies major.
No.
How do you know that you're a man?
I guess because I got a dick.
Kind of sums it up, doesn't it? It's because I got a... DailyWire.com/Bongino if you want to check that out, and you should. Folks, there's a bigger and more important point here. I get these all the time, and I want you to hear what we deal with every day, because these leftist media types... You ever notice, Joe, when the leftist media types, don't you dare call us out for lying, we get death threats. You notice how I never bring that up, even though we get more than they do? Because I'm not a victim, I'm a public figure, and if you come to my house and threaten my family with serious physical injury or death, I will kill you instantly, and I will not think twice about it. I won't be proud of it, I won't be happy about it, I don't want anyone's blood on my hands or on my driveway. I'm a Christian, I believe in forgiveness, but if it's you or my family, believe me, it's you. But I want you to hear what people like me, and I'm not the only one, by the way, my conservative friends get these all the time too. This came over on my phone yesterday during the show. And again, the beep is my address, which for obvious reasons I don't want to put out there. Check this out.
Hey, is this Dan Bongino, home address? There's a Facebook page summoning all patriots to meet at your home and to come armed. So I was just calling to make sure it was you. Thanks, bye.
There's a Facebook page calling all patriots to meet at my home armed. That's not what he's saying, folks. There's no Facebook page. I get these all the time. What they do is, you see how they're getting too cute by half? He knows if he threatens me and I find out who he is, and of course I would prosecute. He doesn't want to threaten you directly. So what they do is they do it with a wink and an eye. I get these all the time. Hey, we told all patriots to meet at your home. Here's your address. Armed. Do you get it? Folks, happens all the time. They are who you think they are. They're living in a mass delusion, and violence is their currency. Make no mistake. Sad, but true.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show, wherever you get your podcasts.